Well, good morning to everybody in the room, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everybody who might be watching this program online. I'm going to use the last 20 minutes of our program today to really connect the dots between this digital transformation, as Satya spoke about this morning, really fueling this fourth industrial revolution, and how data is really the connective tissue that's driving it forward, as well as all of the technology that Scott and Joseph unpacked for you. I'm going to connect those dots to how you get started and how we empower your data-driven journey in moving forward. So to start off, I thought we'd sort of analyze businesses. If you look at the S&P 500 in particular over the last 100 years, 100 years ago, the average lifespan of a company listed on the S&P 500 was 67 years. There wasn't a ton of pressure to reinvent your business to stay on top, to beat your competition, to grow top line, to save your costs. Fair amount of stability. The last 25 years, the lifespan has been shrinking dramatically. In fact, today, the average lifespan of a company listed on the S&P 500 is only 15 years. Looking forward 10 years, only 25% of the S&P 500 will be listed. That means that 75% of the S&P 500 10 years from now is yet to get there. They'll be today's startups and tomorrow's born in the cloud companies. The disruptors, if you will embrace technology, data, and cloud to really transform and become leaders across industries. So you sort of think a little bit about what the connective tissue is, or the secret sauce of these successful companies. If you read analyst research, Gartner, in fact, has studied that successful companies are those that embrace an information-centric aspect to their business. In fact, advanced data management and thinking about the core assets that they have across their estate really fuel the transformation of their business and differentiate them versus their competitors. Thinking about their data assets as core to their competitive advantage and their strategy overall. And if you think about how to tie that together with technology, businesses are fueled by systems of intelligence, and a system or an application can really only be as intelligent as the data over which it resides. So we thought we'd study this a little bit further. In fact, we worked together with Keystone Research, and we said, so what is the anatomy of one of these successful companies? What are they doing differently with their data? How could we use this information to help empower more of our customers and partners to, in fact, do the same? In fact, if you study it, you'll see that 66% of these companies are using in-memory technologies. 80% of them are more likely to use predictive intelligence and machine learning. And 80% of them are embracing the cloud, at minimum in the hybrid sense, leveraging their data estate across their on-premises environment through to the cloud to build upon that and bring forward real business analytics and intelligence. So I want to talk about what it means to have a data estate and how we're working to empower this data estate for all of you. I think Satya's remarks this morning really speak to the essence of what our aim is today with this launch and what we want to do with you moving forward. It's not about a launch moment for us and talking about a great new product. It's about getting super excited about what we can do with you to help leverage that technology to really do great things for your business. So how does one go about building a data estate, right? So I think it starts with this notion of having a foundation of managed relational constructs, managed operational stores, data warehousing technologies. Joseph took you through a litany of scenarios of how to really build on existing technologies, leverage technologies of the future in memory, cloud, security capabilities that allow you to always encrypt your data and always secure your data. But bridging upon that on-premises world into the cloud, for bursting capabilities, for capacity on demand, for mashing up constructs of data that might actually be outside of your purview, leveraging publicly available information to get smarter and make business decisions at light speed, to then breaking out of the relational world into the non-structured world, leveraging the entire estate of data available to you, building data lakes in the cloud, to leveraging appliance technology that can allow you to do big data capabilities and calculations at higher speeds, at higher levels of performance than ever before. Again, the goal of all of this, insights, business analytics, and intelligence. So what we've done and where we've invested across the intellectual property portfolio to really create a data platform, again, SQL Server is far more than an SQL server. It's really the foundation for a data platform for the enterprise. And so we've brought forward in SQL Server the highest performance available, the greatest capabilities in security, unlimited scalability with bursting to the cloud. Again, as commented before, this isn't effectively new technology. We've actually been running this in Azure in millions of instances. So it's tried and tested and true. And we've built out an end-to-end capability of running from on-premises into the cloud, stretching your data environment, building out customer record scenarios where you manage 3 years of data internally, 3 decades worth out in the cloud, doing sub-second query analysis across all of the same. And then building the same technology into our advanced analytics platform, visualizing the same through Power BI, some of the mobile technologies you just saw, but then underpinning it with machine learning and predictive analytics so you can start to really learn more about the future of your business rather than studying trailing indicators. So what we've done is invested in a rich portfolio of technology to enable an end-to-end data estate for you to harness real business value, for you to make forward-looking decisions about your business, for you to get a competitive edge. We also talked about the word empowerment. And while, in fact, we have enabled you to use an end-to-end platform from Microsoft, to us, empowerment actually means two core principles. It means choice, enabling choice, and it also means democratization. I want to talk to you a little bit about what I mean about that. So we think about choice. Again, much of what you heard about this morning is end-to-end capabilities from on-premises, relational to relational in the cloud to non-structured, getting and harnessing a data estate across the same. But we've partnered with companies you'd expect us to actually build upon that. ISVs, people that create end-to-end solutions by vertical to create business value for you. We've partnered with integrators that can actually take these technologies and build real solutions. This is sort of what you'd expect us to do. But perhaps maybe what you haven't thought of Microsoft doing in the past is actually partnering with companies that traditionally have competed with us. If you want to leverage Oracle and run Oracle in our cloud, you want to leverage SAP, Cloudera, IBM, we support running those technologies in our cloud, and we support deep integration with those technologies. So once again, you can harness the value of all of the data at your fingertips. We've embraced choice so much that if you've developed applications on Linux and you have a set of expertise inside of your environment, we're now empowering you to use SQL 2016 on Red Hat Linux and others. So choice is a big part of empowerment, and we embrace that to help drive your data-driven journey. I'd like to actually show you a video of some partners that have embraced the technology and have actually built out their solutions on our platform.
At OpenText, we help customers to leverage and extract value from the information that powers their businesses. And information is increasingly becoming the commodity of trade of every large business across the world. We have customers around the world who use both what we call hot and cold data sets. That's data that's accessed regularly and data that we don't access that often, but is still very mission critical to their business. The StretchDB capability in SQL Server 2016 addresses this need and allows us to stretch information to the cloud to optimize their spend in the way that they manage information. The cloud-first model that Microsoft has adopted has fundamentally accelerated its rate of innovation.
Getting the data to the customer as soon as possible is vitally important. SQL Server with our services is a big step forward for us and a great opportunity in the fact that we can have that advanced analytics embedded in with our database.
Our customers rely on the ability to respond to the market quickly. So when new data comes in, we want them to be able to leverage that information on the spot. With the integration of R and SQL Server 2016, we can do just that.
The amount of innovation that's coming into SQL Server 2016 is phenomenal. If everything is built in a product, it just makes everything a lot easier to use.
So again, today is effectively our launch day, but much of the work prior to launch has been through working deeply with customers and partners to prove out the technology so that it is in fact ready for your consumption today. I want to talk now a bit about what we mean by democratization. It's effectively a fancy word for really enabling and empowering everybody to create a data estate by dramatically lowering the costs of doing the same. And if you think about what we've talked about today in enabling this data estate, there are many dimensions of costs associated with building out a rich analytic platform to make intelligent decisions about your business. There's hardware costs, there's software costs, there's cloud services costs, migration and integration costs associated with pulling it all together and getting real unique value out of your specific business, providing differentiated industry-specific knowledge. There's also costs in actually training and empowering your staff to be able to leverage the technology. So, to be fair and transparent, much of what we talked about this morning does require an investment. There's cost associated with it. But we've worked pretty hard here at Microsoft to actually lower those costs, and I want to talk you through what we've done. So to start off, if you're really going to democratize the notion of creating a data estate, you have to have industry-leading total cost of ownership. Scott Guthrie talked a little bit this morning about how we are nearly 1/12, or our competition is rather 12 times more expensive than we are at creating this kind of technology, this kind of footprint for you. And what I thought I would do is actually show you a little bit of our math so that you understand how we got there. So if you think about creating a data estate, first thing you're going to do is probably build out a transactional data store, right? Or continue to manage the existing transactional data store that you have today. If you want to go and do that, then for sake of comparison, you want to build it out on Oracle, or if you want to build it out on SQL 2016, you'd kind of have some design constructs, some things on the whiteboard. You'd want to have high performance. You'd want to have multi-tenant capability for the cloud. You'd want to have the ability to include spatial data and map location data. You'd want to actually have redundancy and failover technologies. You'd want to be able to secure it with encrypted technologies. Of course, you would then want to be able to diagnose and do performance tuning around all of that. So if you actually license all of these technologies on a two-way server with 8 cores per processor and look at a sort of a 3-year cost, the licensing and the support associated with it, just to do those things that I talked about, you'd be spending a little north of $600,000 for Oracle and $66,500 for SQL Server. Now, to be super fair and transparent, these are list prices. You probably get a discount from Oracle, probably get a discount from Microsoft, but for comparison, we're already sort of, you know, kind of, the competition is sort of like roughly 9 times more expensive than we are just for the transactional data store. Now, want to actually do more than just process transactions. I want to get smart about the transactions I'm running, so I probably want to go create a data warehouse. From there, I've got to actually extract, transform, and load my transactional data into a data warehouse. So I need an ETL layer. For Microsoft, that's built in to SQL Server. So the cost actually doesn't increase. For Oracle, you actually have to buy some data integration, some management technology. So we kind of get up into the $800,000 realm. And still, again, we actually haven't exported any data. We now just have the capability to do so. And we're gonna load this data now into a data warehouse. So we're gonna need another server for our data warehouse. We're gonna have to load it up with some Enterprise Edition technology, some compression, partitioning, in-memory capabilities, diagnostic capabilities, tuning capabilities. And so if you, again, price that out on another server for Oracle, you kind of get up to the nearly $1.3 million range. To be fair, our cost did go up there because we had to license SQL Server on another server. But again, we're now sort of kind of in the 10-to-1 comparison ratio. So we built out our data warehouse. Now we actually want to get some intelligence out of that. Let's say we want to empower 1,000 users to use the technology that you saw on stage here. All of the data and analytic capabilities, the ability to view it on mobile devices, to empower non-data professionals to get value out of the data estate that you've created. So you price that out for Oracle, and you kind of creep up into the nearly $1.6 million range. Microsoft's about a $200,000 cost to you. Finally, we want to do advanced, That was the advanced analytics layer for you. We want to actually layer on the business intelligence piece. And finally, the costs go to a little over $300,000 for SQL Server, just under $4 million list price for Oracle. So hopefully you get, by this example, when we say everything's built in. Sure, you're going to have to license the technology on probably more than one server. Here we've got 3 servers and 1,000 users powered up. But for the same apples-for-apples comparison, Oracle is nearly 12 times more expensive. So for starters, if you're going to build a data estate from scratch, you've got to have industry-leading TCO if you're going to promise empowerment and democratization. So, but to be fair, not everybody started from scratch. You've made investments in other technologies, and we appreciate and understand that. So if you are willing to migrate off of Oracle, we will actually give you free SQL Server licenses to do so. For every instance of Oracle you have, free SQL Server licenses. All you have to do is have a software assurance agreement with Microsoft. If you are willing to take this journey with us before the end of June, we'll actually help and invest in the migration costs. Put engineers on the ground to help you migrate off of Oracle. And it's interesting, these ads ran in the New York Times this morning and the Wall Street Journal. I got a few emails as a result of that. Most of them were from customers going, hey, am I eligible for this? Is this like for a special set of favored customers? Everyone is eligible for this. We're super excited to help you migrate off of Oracle technology, lower your overall data processing costs, and actually really be enabled and empowered to build the data estate that we've been talking about. Finally, some of you actually may have made investments in engineered systems, appliances, technologies like Exadata and Netezza and Teradata, and you might be thinking, well, gosh, I have like sunk costs in that hardware. So how do I address that, Judson? To do that, I'd like to actually invite to the stage Alan Andreoli, who is the Senior Vice President of the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Server Business Unit, to talk to you about how we're going to address that. Alan, please join me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir? How are you today?
I'm great. So, Alan, why don't you start off a little bit by talking about Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and how you're partnering together with Microsoft.
So before Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, there was HP, you remember? And we together have been partnered with Microsoft for over 30 years, and I think we have kind of contributed to make this industry what it is. Last quarter was our first quarter as Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. And you remember Satya saying earlier, as a CEO, you have every quarter to give the good news. Well, Meg Whitman actually talked about our partnership with Microsoft. And she said that Azure is now our preferred public cloud. And therefore, what it means to you customers is when you work with Microsoft and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, we're offering a continuum end-to-end from on-premises to the cloud. And I think this is unmatched in the industry.
Awesome. So, Alan, why don't we talk a little bit about the innovation, the engineering work that the two companies have done together?
So what I've seen this morning is beyond impressive. I think that you are working to reinvent the database and business analytics altogether. What we have been working on over the last few years is to reinvent mission-critical computing. And so in the past, you had to do this type of missions with mainframes, Unix, RISC processors. We've ported this kind of extreme performance on the x86 platform, and we've worked with a Microsoft engineer to bring SQL and SuperOmics together to make this a very, very much winning value proposition for you. What it offers first is five nines availability and beyond. It works all the time, 24/7. It never goes down. Number two, it offers a fraction of the cost of what you would do using Exadata on Oracle. You gave enough numbers. I'm not going to give mine, but they basically back up what you know we have done together. Finally, performance. This is an amazing performance when you run any type of business analytic workloads, and in particular, when you're on SAP. But I would add unmatched security, best in class, and anything can be done on-premise, hybrid cloud, or ported to the public cloud. That's the innovation that we have developed together.
Awesome. So, Alain, we talked a little bit about how the technology has actually been available for partners, developers, early adopter customers. Do you have some real-world examples you want to share?
Well, Joseph was talking about SBI Liquidity Services in Japan. That is quite an amazing one because it's basically five times the public budget of the country of Japan. And any millisecond of latency in making a calculation about the right transaction creates millions of dollars of impact. So we are very proud to have this customer running on SuperOmics SQL and being very successful that way. Another one I'd like to bring is one of the very, very largest school system in the country. They have 700,000 students and teachers. And you know, it's a different type of business than SBI, but imagine what it is to run all the schedules, all the grades for all the students and peak registrations. They need 10 times peak capacity for the registrations period.
That's right.
And we've offered that with our common platform. And finally, ERP is probably the most mission critical application that you can run in your company. And you know, one of the world's largest oil and gas company is running on SQL and SuperOmics, the SAP ERP system. Many other examples, but these are some very visible ones.
Yeah, very, very cool. So, Alain, I talked a little bit about what we're doing to democratize the data estate for customers. And I talked a little bit about sunk hardware costs and if customers have maybe invested in Exadata or Teradata or Netezza. What are we doing together to help customers migrate?
Well, as you know, we've decided together to invest to prove our point. We want to prove you that this is reality, and we want to do it in situ, in your site. So what we are going to do together, if you call us and say, you know, you're willing to engage, we will bring a system in your site so that you can touch and play with it and your people can play with it. We will bring experts from Microsoft and experts from Hewlett Packard Enterprise. And together, we will build a proof of concept. We will prove you the full TCO benefit that you get, and we will build together a roadmap of implementation if you are willing to go ahead.
Awesome. So more scalable, faster, lower cost, and we'll deliver a SuperOmics to a customer's site for a proof of concept on our dime, provide our engineers to prove it.
Exactly.
Pretty awesome. Thanks, Alain.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks. So I want to summarize what we've talked about today. Satya started off by talking about the fourth industrial revolution and how every company is going through this digital transformation. We believe that data is the fabric and the enabler of that great transformation. And we believe that companies that harness the power of a data estate will in fact actually be the ones that lead in the future. We've talked also about the fact that Microsoft is a leader in all of these technologies. And when you measure that by Gartner Magic Quadrants, or you measure that by many of the proof points that we'd shared with you today, from customer and partner evidence through to the demonstrations that we've showed you, Microsoft is a leading provider of these technologies to you. We have end-to-end capabilities to deliver these solutions for you. And we've talked about the fact that all of these technologies are, in fact, built into the platform. And so we are empowering you to take this data-driven journey through choice, of the technologies you want to use, embracing partners, embracing even competitive solutions, providing the lowest total cost of ownership in the industry, offering to help migrate off of competitive technologies at our cost, offering to actually prove it out in your environment with partners like Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. We are committed to empowering and enabling your data-driven journey. So to conclude, I want to make sure everyone understands that today is just a beginning. We're proud as Microsoft employees to bring new technology to market, but the real pride will come when we can actually use that technology to empower you and your organizations to achieve more. And we would be honored and humbled to help empower your data-driven journey. Thank you.